Cowboy 3 and the Bulldog Sports Network proudly present The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
Talking about Sony 97.3 FM here. Just talking about right before the break, Red Wings playing the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in Pittsburgh. Looking forward to that. We're talking college hockey, though, from 7 to 8 o'clock here on the Breakaway Talk radio show from the Sony 97.3 FM studios in downtown Big Rapids, Michigan. Broadcasting to you out live all across West Michigan. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for spending your Tuesday evening with us. Rough weekend for the Ferris State Bulldogs for the third straight weekend in a row. This time at the hands of the Bowling Green State Falcons. Ferris State home for two this upcoming weekend. First time back home in quite some time, 2-3 weeks, but looking forward to seeing Ferris State back here on home ice in Big Rapids. A pair of losses for the Bulldogs, 2-1 on Friday night, 3-2 on Saturday night, as Ferris State now swept for the third straight weekend in a row. Got a busy show, as always, coming up here on the program. We'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. We'll get to Travis White as well, as he will join the program. We'll talk with the head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. Take a look back at this previous weekend series as well in Bowling Green before we preview the upcoming weekend series. Taking your phone calls, the phone line 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. Our email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, and the Twitter account, @ferrishockey. The Breakaway continues after this. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Let Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery cater your event at your place or theirs. Cranker's mission is simple: to please our guests. They do this by being able to provide over 35 years of catering experience for everything from baptisms, birthdays, and graduations to weddings, fundraisers, and special events. For your next event, consider Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery's custom catering division. Call 231-796-1919 or go to their website, www.crankersbrewery.com.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to
transform. We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise, to secure their future no matter what. Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. This is Christy from Bush Insurance in downtown Big Rapids. We represent Auto Owners Insurance Company. Give us a call today at 592-8030. That's 592-8030.
You're a Ferris State Bulldogs fan. You want the world to know it. And there's only one place for you to gear up. Shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com. You'll find a great selection of Bulldogs items, including jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Decorate your home, your office, or even your car with the best selection of Bulldogs gear anywhere. You'll also find great customer service, 365-day hassle-free returns, and fast shipping. So show the world you're a Bulldogs fan. Head to shop.ferrisstatebulldogs.com.
Anselmini picking it up now for the Bulldogs. Anselmini looks up ice. Full head of steam over to his own blue. Now over the Falcon logo. Skate to the far side wall. Backhands it far corner. On the forecheck now. Picked up by Lowney. Good feed out to Dor. Dor fires. Oh, I think that went off the right wing post. Mayhew on the draw. Buzio on forward as well with Shemp on defense. Robertson in the knee. Chance for Ferris State. Shemp plays the right side. He shoots and scores! A power play goal from Shemp to Mayhew. Mayhew puts it top shelf. And the Bulldogs lead 1-0, 9 seconds into the power play. Buckley back towards Ferris State territory. Shot towards the net. What a goal! Ben Murphy
Third play in front, one-timer, a goal scored by Dufour. From behind the net, passed out into the
Kenny Babinski. Empty net for the Bulldogs.
Shep centers it. Robertson has a chance here. Backhanded on net. Rebound in the crease. Bulldogs to get four and it's in. And the official says no.
Wow. I don't know how that puck stayed out of the net. I don't know if Tommy Burke ended up.
Up the right wing. There's the puck. Zach Sainer will pick it up at the half wall. He'll feed it ahead for O'Rourke. O'Rourke over the blue line. Now near side. A good connection. Durante's backhanded. He scores! That's Tyler Durante's first of his collegiate career. Grab him the puck. He puts the Bulldogs up 1-0. Bulldogs trying to find a way to get it. Dallas good keep in by the Falcons. Shot towards the net. They come right back and score. 5:29 to go in the first period. It's 1-1. Far side. Dufour. Dufour back to Velu, right point. Walks in. Velu tries a toe drag around White. Here's a chance for Ferris State. Shorthanded. 2-on-1. Left side. 4-on-4. Durante's right side, Mayer. Durante's walks in, fires, he scores! First his brother, now him. It's a Durante's game, 2-0 Ferris State. There's the Falcons in the Bulldog zone, left point, shot towards the net. Turns off an object in the front, they get the rebound, they score. It's Ben Murphy. They'll tie it up with 14-11 to go in the game. Slap shot in front, off the rebound, the pass from the right side. Hits the right side of the cage, comes right out to the slot, to the stick of Pierre-Luc Mercier. He jams it home, 3-2 Bowling Green. And after Ferris State led 1-0 and 2-1, the Bulldogs, one last chance, the knee on the shot, will fall 3-2 and get swept 3 weekends in a row. There's a sights and sounds from this previous weekend in Bowling Green, Ohio. The Ferris State Bulldogs getting swept 2-1 on Friday night, 3-2 on Saturday night. As we talk Bulldog hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. We're taking your phone calls, 657-383-0212. It's 657-383-0212. Your email's at the email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. And we'll be taking your tweets as well, at Ferris Hockey on Twitter. Got breaking news that was announced this morning from within the locker room of this Ferris State Hockey Club. We'll get to that in the next segment. But first, a look back on the story from this past weekend. And if you think about it, there's 24 teams in this hockey club for Ferris State, and three are hurt. And Chad McDonald, Dominic Panetta, and Charles Williams. And so that brings it to 21 available players for the coaching staff to choose from, with 20 that need to dress every game. 18 players, two goalies, so Ferris State has one player to choose from in the stands. And on Friday night, it was Tyler Durante's in Game 1. He was the player that sat out. And we looked through Friday night. Travis White, senior defenseman, he played through a 101-degree fever both nights. Shemp, the assistant captain for Ferris State, he's had a hand in all 5 goals after Friday night, leading into the last, or from the past 5 games. Ferris State scored 1 goal a game in the past 5 games. Shemp scored in each of those games for the 4 games in a row, and then had an assist, a beautiful assist, in the lone goal on Friday night. So we had a hand in all 5 points that were scored in the 5 previous games. He gets hurt in the first. That's your assistant captain, and your NHL draft pick there on your hockey team. And then kind of a rough start for Ryan Lowney, as he was a negative on both goals on the weekend. 5 on the weekend, 4 of the 5 he was out there for this hockey club. So let's get to a quick rundown of the 3 highlights on Friday night. The Dogs go up 1-0 on a power play goal. You heard the audio clips. And with 5:13 left in the first and led after 1. So 1-0 after 1 period of play. Mayhew on the goal, Shemp and Denis on the assist. Then Ben Murphy scores for Bowling Green with 6:52 left in the second. It's 1-1 after 1 period of play. Kevin Dufour scores at the 11:36 left in the game. 2-1 Bowling Green. Final shots 19 apiece. The Bulldogs held Bowling Green scoreless through 6 power plays. Ferris State's first goal is a 1 faceoff draw in Bowling Green zone. The puck was picked up by Denis at the blue line on the wall. He put it into Robertson's skates when he tried to pass it across the blue line, which initially allowed Bowling Green to break out, but a great stick lift from Mayhew led for Shemp to pick up the puck, and now it was a 2-on-0 from the hash marks in. Shemp faked the shot, passed it to his right, and Mayhew went bar down. It's 1-0 Ferris State. On Bowling Green's second goal, On the second goal of the game, Bowling Green's first, though, not really much Lowney could do as the puck was dumped inside Ferris State's zone. It was a race between Lowney and Murphy as they got to the Ferris State circle. They both whacked their sticks at the puck. Lowney trying to get it to the corner, and Bowling Green's Murphy trying to get it towards the net, and Murphy got a better hand at it and just got a better shot, top shelf left side of the net, just past C.J. Mottin in, tied up at one apiece after two. And then the lone goal in period three, it's for Bowling Green's third goal. The puck was in the Ferris State zone behind the net of Mott. Both defensemen chased the puck behind the net, which is kind of a cardinal sin in hockey. That was O'Rourke and Lowney. Mayhew then curled to the far side wall. He didn't pick up the man in front of the net, which that left Dufour in the low slot all alone and wide open. Pass from Burkle behind the net to Dufour. Dufour one times at home. There's your game-winning goal. So Saturday morning, we're at pregame skate, and Shemp getting hurt early in the first period on Friday night. He came into the locker room before skate to talk to coach. Coach asked him, can you go for game two? Shemp chose to take the pregame skate that morning before making a decision. Afterwards, I was there. He comes into the locker room, and it looked like he had tears in his eyes. He said he didn't want to hurt the team, and Shemp couldn't do it. So that means four guys of the 24 players on the team are down now. It's almost comical because it just Ferris can't buy a break. Everyone that is healthy is in the lineup. If one more guy goes down, Ferris State doesn't have a full roster to dress. Tyler Durantes gets inserted in the lineup for Saturday night, which eventually worked out in his favor. Tyler Durantes puts Ferris State up 1-0, scoring his first collegiate goal 13 minutes into the game with 6:42 remaining in the first period. Pucks in the Ferris State zone. Far side corner, it squeaks up the far wall to Mayer. Drew Mayer headmans the puck to O'Rourke, who is breaking up the right wing. Tyler Durantes joined the rush as a defenseman. It's a 3-on-2 for Ferris State entering the Bowling Green zone. Mayer crashed the net. Coaches preach it all the time. Go straight to the net. You could either scare the goalie or take a defenseman with you. And O'Rourke pulls up at the right circle, feeds it to Durantes at the left circle. And again, this is a defenseman, Tyler Durantes. Durante's backhand to top shelf. Saved the puck. It's 1-0 Ferris State since it was his first collegiate goal as the Bulldogs led, but not for long. Ferris State had the lead for a minute and 13 seconds in the first period on Saturday night. And then the puck is in the Bulldogs zone, far side wall. Lowney and Van Warmer both fail to get the puck out. Ben Murphy picks it up around the top of the left circle, feeds the Salvo at the hash marks. And Dan DeSalvo fired at blocker side past C.J. Mott. It's 1-1 after one. After Tyler Durante scored on the first, his brother Drew, his older brother Drew, by a year and 3 months, puts Ferris State up 2-1. So Drew has that upper hand on him in terms of age. With 6 minutes left in the second, it's a great defensive play by White here. We'll talk with White a little bit later on in the program. It's a 4-on-4 in the Bulldog zone. Bowling Green's defenseman Nolan Velu has it at the point. And White skates, I kid you not, from the crease to the top of the circle and dives at the puck. Breaks the action up off Velu's stick. White then gets up, finds the puck, headmans it to Drew Durantes, creating a 2-on-1 with Mayer. Durantes up the left wing. He enters the zone, fires from the left circle, dot, far side and in. Ferris leads 2-1 going into the third. So Bulldogs lead 2-1 with 15 minutes left in the game, and then Bowling Green scores two goals in a minute and 20 seconds to win 3-2. The first goal is a shot from the left point, a rebound right to the stick of Murphy on the doorstep. The second goal, tie game 2-2. The third goal for Bowling Green, Matt Polkamp enters Ferris State zone right side. As he started running out of real estate coming up on the corner, he fired the puck off the left side of the cage, the pipe that touches the ice. It literally changes directions from vertical across the goal line to horizontal right into the slot where Pierre-Luc Mercier was crashing the net as he one times at home with 13:51 left in the game. That happened. People practice that. If you have never played the game of hockey, or if you haven't, you just never noticed this. There is a point where if you're in the corner or behind the net or whatever it may be, if you rocket the puck, shoot really hard off the side of the cage, kind of where it loops out a little bit, on the ice, if you hit the side of the cage at the right spot, it literally directs towards the slot. It's a pretty nifty move. And it worked out perfectly in Bowling Green's situation when Polkamp farted off the side, right to Mercier's stick. It worked out for Bowling Green, and that was the game-winning goal on Saturday night. Shots on Saturday, 23-19 in favor of Ferris State. The Bulldogs 0-4 in the power play, but held Bowling Green 0-3 with the man advantage. Some notes on this past week, and you got to give Travis White credit for playing with 101-degree fever and still playing a large role for this team. Still diving to block shots, still finding a way to get the puck out defensively and head-manned up for a goal-scoring opportunity. I thought Binkley played a much better game on Saturday night than Friday night. And although Lowney played a bit better Saturday, he had a rough weekend. Being a negative on 4 of the 5 goals scored against this weekend does not show up well in the statistics category. Ferris State was 9-for-9 on the penalty kill this weekend. Bulldogs scored a power play goal, which is good for Ferris State because Bowling Green has the nation's number one penalty kill at 93-94%. So that's a few thoughts on this past weekend. It's the Bulldogs now pointless in 6 straight games. Last victory was in Anchorage, Alaska, when Ferris State swept the Seawolves. Must-win games this upcoming weekend if you're talking home ice advantage, and we'll get to that in the later on in the program, give you an update on the conference standings as Ferris State comes home this Friday and Saturday. First, the Bowling Green State Falcons. Special ticket announcement for you as well. Friday is a BOGO Friday. Buy one ticket, get one free. So 2 tickets for $12. Saturday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. So 2 tickets for $14. Star Wars night on Saturday as well. The characters will be there in attendance. So if you're looking to get your picture with the Star Wars characters, be our guest. Coming up next, though, breaking news from inside the Bulldog Hockey locker room. We'll get to your phone calls as well, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. Your emails, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, and your tweets, @ferrishockey. The breakaway continues after this. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlskate.com.
Take your Valentine out for a 4-course gourmet dinner at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. Every course is paired with a delicious brew, from Wisconsin beer cheese soup paired with a pilsner, to the buffalo chicken wontons with bulldog red, to blackened ribeye or blackened salmon paired with a Professor IPA, to the dessert course of mini lava cakes with chantilly cream and toasted coconut paired with their Fifth Voyage coconut porter. Make your reservations now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. Just $55 a couple or $28 a single. Show your Valentine how much you care. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. And don't forget about the $12.99 Queen Cut Prime Rib Special.
Hey, Bulldog Nation. Can't get enough of Ferris State Athletics? Well, we got you covered. Now you can watch every home basketball, football, hockey, and volleyball game right on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. On the road and can't keep your eyes on the screen? Don't worry. You can listen live to home and away games. All this and more at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Watch, listen, and stream the Bulldogs. Just one click away. Only at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Welcome back to the Breakaway Talk Radio Show, broadcasting to you live from downtown Big Rapids from the Sunny 97.3 studios all across West Michigan on 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Bulldogs home this upcoming Friday and Saturday against the Bowling Green State Falcons. Tickets typically $12 in advance, $15 the day of the game, but we're giving you two tickets, BOGO Friday, two tickets for $12 Friday, two tickets for $14 on Saturday while supplies last. You go to the Ice Arena box office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open until 7 o'clock on Wednesdays as well. Got breaking news from inside the Ferris State Hockey locker room. Coming directly from the coaching staff, the announcement involves Travis White. Earlier today, the coaching staff has announced that senior defenseman Travis White has earned a letter on his jersey, making him the third alternate captain on the Ferris State hockey team behind captain goaltender C.J. Mott with alternate captain Simone Denis and Kyle Shemp. Now, if you're familiar with, if you're unfamiliar with Travis White's game, he's that player that would block a shot with his teeth if he could. He led the team in block shots last year. He always finds a way to get to in between the puck and the net. He's a senior defenseman for Ferris State, and Travis White is obviously, I'm not in the locker room. I can't tell you what goes on in the locker room or you know, away from the arena, but White is a captain. White is a captain. He deserves this, and he would do anything to put the team first before himself. It's what you see is what you get with Travis White. He's not going to be a player that's going to go end to end and put three top shelf a game, obviously with Ferris State struggle or scoring struggles as of late, but the coaching staff has decided to make him a captain. And we'll talk with head coach Bob Daniels a little bit later on in the program, but one of the main reasons is C.J. Mott is the captain. And he's a goaltender, and typically, of course, C.J., he's dialed in the locker room. He's in his own zone. It's a tough job, and he's not one getting players fired up on the bench. He's in between the nets. Simone Denis has been out with injury this year, and now Kyle Shemp goes down Friday. Simone's the only alternate captain left if he doesn't get injured again. And so now you're looking at, well, we might not even have a captain in the lineup. And Travis White deserved it. Battled through 101 degree temperatures this past Friday and Saturday. Found a way to still block shots, found a way to still pick up big assists. It's a good thing for this program. With that being said, Travis White is on the line now, and we're going to go to Travis White. Travis, are you with us, and how are you doing tonight?
Good, Dan.
Did you have any idea? I mean, you know, congratulations, Travis. How does it feel to be named an assistant captain to a Division I hockey program?
Oh, it feels good. I mean, yeah, it's good to get recognized, I guess.
A man of very few words, Travis. Did you have any idea that recently that this may happen?
No, I'm just as shocked as probably everyone else. Usually, those kind of things are done at the beginning of the year, and they usually last the entire year. So, to get a letter at this time of the season, that was pretty shocked.
At what point did you find out that you would become an alternate to captain with, geez, 9 games or 8 games left in the season coming into this weekend versus Bowling Green? I mean, how did the coaching staff approach you and say, Travis, we want to make you a captain?
Just yesterday after practice, I had a good conversation with Coach Daniels and just kind of talked about where we were as a team and how CJ can't really, he's kind of in his own zone during the game, and how we just kind of need more of a vocal presence in between periods, keep guys locked in and keep everyone on the job at hand. And he felt that I could fit into that role.
We're talking with Travis White, senior defenseman here on the Breakaway Talk radio show for the Ferris State Hockey program. Just recently, today, named the assistant captain for the hockey club. And first time I've seen this happen mid-season. Travis, how would you describe your game and what kind of player you are for this hockey club?
Oh, just kind of a team-first kind of guy. I mean, I don't really jump out at people on the score sheet, and but I always try to make myself noticed when watching the game. Kind of doing the things that don't show up on the score sheet, the intangibles, I guess you'd call them, have always been what I feel my strength as a player.
Obviously, Ferris State has had some struggles since Christmas break in goal scoring this year and whatnot. How would you put how would you describe this team and kind of why they're struggling to put pucks in the net right now?
Well, I mean, I think we're just off, like just a little bit. I mean, I feel like we're right there. We're playing well. We're getting scoring chances, which is good. It would be a bigger issue if the chances weren't coming. But I feel like it's just one of those things where we just got to keep on pushing, and hopefully, eventually, we can just break through and start scoring some goals.
Now, obviously, I don't know your what you're like inside the locker room or away from the team, but now that you have this letter, the A on your jersey as an alternate captain for the Ferris State Hockey Club, are you going to levitate maybe the amount of voice you have in the locker room and your role with this team?
Well, as a senior, you're pretty much automatically put into a spot of leadership, whether you have a letter on your jersey or not. So, I mean, myself and all the other seniors have kind of taken it upon ourselves from the start to, you know, let guys know the way it is around here and to take a role of leadership. So, I mean, for me to have a letter on my jersey, it's not going to change a whole lot from my end in the locker room, on the ice, away from the rink.
How was this past weekend versus Bowling Green? How do you describe them as a hockey club?
They're a good team. They work very hard. It was a good battle. I mean, both one goal games, basically, back and forth both nights. I mean, really, they're both games or anyone's game. We just happened to end up on the short end of the stick both nights, but it was a good battle, and you know, I'm sure it's going to be more of the same this weekend.
Last question for you, Travis. For Ferris State to get a victory or two on this weekend, what are the Bulldogs going to have to do?
Block shots, good forecheck, and just play lockdown defensively. I think offensively we're starting to come together. We're starting to get good chances. We're teams in the offensive zone, but we really need to just bear down in the D zone and minimize other teams' scoring chances.
Whitey, thanks for this. We really appreciate this. Congratulations on being named an assistant captain at the Division I hockey level.
Thanks, Tom.
Travis White, senior defenseman for the Ferris State hockey team, now the assistant captain as well, alongside Kyle Shemp and Simone Denis. Coming up next, though, the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, will join the program. We'll get to your phone calls and emails in a little bit as well. The phone line 657-383-0212. What do you think about Travis White being named the assistant captain now, mid-season? I think it's a great idea. Love to hear from you. The phone line, the email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, or the Twitter account, @ferrishockey. Coach Daniels up next.
Take your Valentine out for a four-course gourmet dinner at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. Every course is paired with a delicious brew, from Wisconsin beer cheese soup paired with a Pilsner, to the buffalo chicken wontons with Bulldog Red, to blackened ribeye or blackened salmon paired with the Professor IPA, to the dessert course of mini lava cakes with chantilly cream and toasted coconut paired with their Fifth Voyage Coconut Porter. Make your reservations now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. Just $55 a couple or $28 a single. Show your Valentine how much you care. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. And don't forget about the $12.99 Queen cut prime rib special.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
I'm John Stanchett. We're trading the NBA today. The Charlotte Hornets needed a guard, having lost Kemba Walker to the knee injury. They picked up veteran Mo Williams from Minnesota. They sent to the Timberwolves Gary Neal at a second-round pick. One game's underway. Charlotte leading Detroit 19-17. Could it be a Stanley Cup Finals preview tonight? Tampa Bay at Nashville. Lightning leading the Eastern Conference. The Predators are atop the West. That game starts in about a half an hour. Right now, Dallas is up 1-0 at Boston. Edmonton leading the Islanders 1-0. Ottawa and Buffalo are scoreless. Detroit Tigers say they're hopeful Victor Martinez will be ready for opening day after recent knee surgery. College hoops, top-ranked undefeated Kentucky right now trailing LSU 26-23. Notre Dame just lost by 30 at Duke, and the Irish trail Clemson right now 25-17. This is NBC Sports Radio.
It's the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We're talking Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Dominic Koenig. Bulldogs home this upcoming Friday and Saturday. BOGO Friday, two tickets for $12. While supplies last in advance. And then on Saturday, Valentine's Day, two tickets for $14. And it's Star Wars night as well. Honor now to be joining on the Breakaway Talk Radio Show with the head coach of the Ferris State Hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, your team fell 2-1 on Friday night, 3-2 on Saturday night. But I thought the Bulldogs controlled possession. I thought it could have gone either way, and I thought Ferris State should have walked out with some points, and it was their game. What was your take on the games?
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dom. I mean, we on Friday night, we went into the third period 1-1, and, you know, could have gone either way. Saturday night, we had, I believe it was a 2-1 lead going into the third period, and, you know, so we had the lead both nights and squandered them, and, you know, it is disappointing from the standpoint that we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. Like, obviously Bowling Green played well. They had a very good team, but, in both cases on the game winning goal, both Friday and Saturday nights, it was a fundamental breakdown that we're better than that. And so it's just right now, we did play well. I was very encouraged by what I saw in our team and I, you know, there was a lot of positives, but, you know, now we've got to turn these close two things into wins. And so we've got work to do, but, you know, I'm very appreciative. Like I said, great effort, but not good enough. And we've got to be better this weekend to really beat a very good Bowling Green hockey team.
Kyle Shemp continues his point streak, five straight games in a row, being a part of the Bulldogs' only point in five games. Four goals in the first four games, and he had the assist on Friday night to Gerald Mayhew. And then afterwards, can't go for game number two. You already went to Big Rapids with only one player available to your use outside the typical 20, and now Kyle Shemp can't go Saturday. Has that been the story all year long, or it's just it isn't going to be the luck that Ferris State has seen in the past 3 or 4 years?
Well, you know, there's no question we've been hit by the injury bug, and you and I have talked about it, but that's almost irrelevant, in my opinion. We've got plenty of good players. We can get the job done. It was sorry to see Kyle go when his game was really trending in the right direction. And he's a possibility for this week. I wouldn't want to rule him out, but, and looks like we're going to get Chad McDonald back. So, you know, we've also been fortunate. As we lose players, we seem to be getting other guys back. So, you know, in terms of numbers, we're in solid shape there, but, you know, it was disappointing to see Kyle go down, knowing that he had a five-game point streak going, at four goals and an assist in that time period, playing very well. Now, you know, when something like that happens, it gives other opportunities, and that kind of did challenge the freshman prior to the game Saturday that, hey, you guys have been playing well, but it's time you start scoring. Well, both Durante's boys scored in that game. Ty Durante scored his first career college goal to give us a 1-0 lead. Then his brother scored in the second period to put us up 2-1. So it was good to see two freshmen get on the board. It's something we need. They're at the point now where they can pitch in and help out more than just being out there and trying to, you know, be solid defensively. A lot of them can start spreading their wings and scoring as well. So, you know, there was a positive coming out of it. But we'll be glad to get Kyle back in the lineup.
Some breaking news within the Ferris State Hockey program after the game Saturday or even early this week. You felt that Travis White deserved a letter on his jersey as an alternate captain for this hockey club. And I thought he played an outstanding week. And Friday he battled the 101 fever temperature. And then Saturday he had a great defensive play in the 4-on-4 to headman the puck up to Drew Durantes, who scored that goal for Ferris State to put the Bulldogs up 2-1 in the second on Saturday night. And so just some reasons and logic on why midseason you chose to give Travis White a letter.
Sure. Well, actually, two both nights he battled that fever, and that's typical of Travis to do that. And one of the concerns, it's not even a concern, one of the things that has become evident, though, it's very difficult for C.J. Mott for a goaltender to be an in-game captain between periods and before the game. And goalies have rituals, and they have a job to do, and it's a big job, and his job is stopping pucks. And it's no different. I was talking with Perk today, and he brought this analogy up, Perk Weisenberger, athletic director. But, you know, it'd be like a starting pitcher. You know, they don't go in the dugout between innings and worry about firing up the team. I mean, that they stay focused in the game, and that's the same with CJ between periods. And even in the lead up to a game, any good goaltender is going to do it. You know, they get themselves prepared, they get into a zone, and they need to be in that zone for the entire game, because it's not like they're changing and having bench time. They're out there the entire time, and you never know when you're going to be called upon. So, and we don't want to do anything to change that. In the same token, though, you know, both Kyle, Shep, and Simone, have that role, but, you know, Simone, because of injuries, has been in and out. Kyle Shep all of a sudden is going to be out, you know, potentially again this weekend. And, you know, we're looking at a situation where, you know, we could use one more letter. And I thought, Travis White was certainly the guy that could wear it and do a good job with it. And, it's not to say it ends with him, though. Jason Binkley had a really strong game on Saturday. I think he can step up and provide that, as well as Justin Bozzio and the rest of the senior class. So, you know, it's nice that Travis is wearing that letter, but, you know, it's going to fall on a lot more shoulders than just him.
I have to imagine that was the first time that you've ever claimed an alternate captain in the middle of the year, or has this happened in the past?
Well, I think I want to say my third year we did the same thing as well, you know, just again due to injury in the situation that unfolded in terms of, hey, you know what, we're getting to a point where we may not have a captain dressed for a game. So we did the same thing. But, you know, it's not often you do it, but it's also the first time we've had a goalie as a captain, and I'm trying to learn, you know, what that entails as well as we go through the year.
We're on the tail end now of the second back-to-back weekend series against one hockey club, you know, a few weeks ago, versus Minnesota State, at Minnesota State, and then at Bowling Green, and then back home versus Bowling Green. Are you happy to be home?
Oh, yeah, we're always happy to be home. We're always glad to be playing in front of our crowd. And I thought I got to give Bowling Green's crowd credit. You know, they were into it. They had nice crowds both nights. Tom, you could attest to that. I thought the rink was vibrant. It had a tremendous atmosphere, in particular on Saturday. I liked it. I was glad that we had that. The players rather play in front of that, even if it means on the road. But you know what? You know, we'd certainly rather be in front of our own home crowd, have them rooting for us. And, you know, I've always thought that was worth about a goal a game, a half goal a game. And in two games that were as tight as we had with Bowling Green, our fans and our support could be the difference in the weekend and in the games, you know, even against Bemidji State in a couple of weeks.
Looking past the results in the past 3 weeks in these back-to-back series, we're talking with head coach Bob Daniels of the Ferris State Hockey Program. Looking past these results, Do you like this? Do you mind this back-to-back homestands, almost like the junior ranks, but at the collegiate level, or is this something that you want to look past? And I know it was all because of the new conference and scheduling and also helping other teams out, but is this something that you enjoy, or is this something that you want to see gone for in the future?
Well, I don't really have a super strong opinion on it. To me, it wouldn't be something to say, oh, I like or I think it's good. I think preferably we'd rather see, if we're going to play a team four times a year, we'd rather see them twice in the first half, twice in the second half, and for a variety of reasons. I think the number one thing is if a team, a given team, is going through an injury situation or an illness situation, you're all of a sudden you're facing them four times, and you either have an advantage or a disadvantage, and that tends to iron itself out when you play two and two. And I think it's good for the players and the fans when you kind of break it up. Now, given that, there's really, you know, it hasn't been a lot of heartburn either. You know, it's you're going to play 28 games in the conference schedule. It doesn't really matter how you necessarily slice it up, but I do think for variety's sake, and probably more for the fans than anyone else, probably a little bit better if you break it up into two different halves. But like I said, that's not our league's fault. We kind of had to do these things to open up our non-conference schedule and also to help other teams with their non-conference schedule. And that's what I like about our conference now. The coaches, we battle hard and the games, the players battle hard. But when the games are over, we do things to try to accommodate each other and help the programs out.
Now that Bowling Green is fresh in your mind coming in this weekend series at home in Big Rapids this Friday and Saturday, 2 days of practice, Monday and Tuesday, Coach, how was practice going, and is there anything that you're giving words of advice or hinting at for a successful weekend here in Big Rapids to the program?
Well, you know, there's some different things that obviously there's some tweaks we want to make now, you know, after playing them this weekend, and we're trying to anticipate some things that they may be doing too, Dom. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to stay status quo, and I can actually see some different, some different strategies being employed during the course of the two games. So they're going to make some adjustments, but I don't think either team is going to adjust the overall philosophy of the way they approach it. And we're both very aggressive teams. I don't see one team all of a sudden going out and starting a trap. I think we both believe in being aggressive and a strong puck pursuit. Both teams are solid defensively, and I don't see that changing. So, I think, for us, there's some different things, maybe in the power play. I think our power play breakout can tighten up a bit. And I'm sure they're going to make adjustments on their power play, knowing he held the ball for the weekend. So there's going to be probably more adjustments made in specialty teams than anywhere else. But in regards to the overall approach to the game, I don't see a big change there.
You brought up the fact that Kyle Schemp was out Saturday night, and he may be back in this upcoming weekend. What's the chances that we see a Dominic Pinedo or a Kyle Schemp back in the lineup in the near future here?
Well, it's going to happen. I the nice thing too on Dom is he's feeling better. He's looking better. He's just right now he's kind of working himself through it. And Kyle, he's close. The nice thing for Kyle, the difference between Kyle and Dom is Dom's been out for quite a while. So once he's finally cleared to really start participating, it's going to take him a little longer maybe to get into hockey shape. He's a tremendous conditioned player, but it might take a little longer, for him than Kyle, who it looks like it's going to be pretty short term how long he'll be out. So, it's not like he's going to have a lot of rust to knock off, but to answer your question, I see both of them returning, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Coach, as always, a pleasure to have you along the breakaway. Thanks for doing this, and have a great rest of your evening.
Dom, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Ferris State Hockey team, Bob Daniels. Got to get a quick break in. We'll come back. We'll take a look around the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. The Breakaway Talk Radio Show continues after this. I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online.
online at NHLskate.com.
Take your Valentine out for a four-course gourmet dinner at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. Every course is paired with a delicious brew, from Wisconsin beer cheese soup paired with a Pilsner, to the Buffalo Chicken Wontons with Bulldog Red, to blackened ribeye or blackened salmon paired with the Professor IPA, to the dessert course of mini lava cakes with chantilly cream and toasted coconut paired with their Fifth Voyage Coconut Porter. Make your reservations now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. Just $55 a couple or $28 a single. Show your Valentine how much you care. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. And don't forget about the $12.99 Queen Cut Prime Rib Special.
The Breakaway Talk Radio Show from the Sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids, broadcasting live all across West Michigan. Talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. And for the second time in 2 weeks, in the second episode, head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. Coach Bergeron, thanks for doing this with us again.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
A good weekend for your squad. 4 points against Ferris State at home. Your original thoughts or initial thoughts on the weekend series against Ferris State?
Well, you watched the games as I did. I mean, I think both games could have went either way. I didn't think we executed very well, in particular offensively, and I didn't think we were very disciplined at all. To take 8 penalties on Friday night, including a 10-minute misconduct, and Saturday was much better with our discipline. We only took 4, but that second period, one was a 5-minute charging call, and one was a 4-minute double minor, which also included mouthing off the referee. So our discipline was not very good. But I did think our effort was good. I mean, I thought Ferris played really hard both nights. And our effort had been a little bit inconsistent coming into the weekend, and I thought our effort was good both nights. So the focus, you know, yesterday, today, has been more from a discipline standpoint with our actions try to find a way to create offense against a really good team in terms of defensively.
Were you happy with the way that your hockey club got down both nights in the first period and they didn't give up and they found a way to come back and get the victory?
I was happy with that. This may sound really stupid, okay, but we got used to playing from behind for the last 4.5 years. It's the first 3 years of my career here at BG, that's all we did was come from behind because we were losing all the time. You develop a thick skin, you develop a resiliency, and it was nice to see that resiliency still there. Over the last year and a half, we've played with the lead more. Last year it exposed us that we weren't very good at doing that. This year we've been much better with it. This weekend we had to play without the lead twice, both nights, and it was nice to see that resiliency was still there, and the feeling we had in our locker room going into the third period Saturday, although we were down, it was a good calm feeling, a feeling that we weren't going to be denied. Now, obviously, Ferris was going to have some say in that, but for us, we thought it was our best period of the weekend, just in terms of the overall play. We were happy about that. But again, we don't want to put ourselves in that situation very often. And like I've said before, that had a lot to do with Ferris.
We're talking with the head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. Coach, you and I talked a little bit about this in the pregame show Saturday night about your fan base. And on Friday night, I was complimenting you or being complimented of you and your program on the crowd that you brought to the arena. And I almost feel like Saturday night was almost double. On Saturday night, I think your building seats 5,000. It looked like there was 5,000 people there. There wasn't an empty seat in the building. And I was pretty happy. I was so happy, as a matter of fact, for Bowling Green to be able to pack that building. And I wanted to ask you this, and I hope I don't get coach talk out of you. Do you ever look around on a Saturday or on a game like that where you win the night before Friday, right, and it's kind of one of your lesser crowds, and then you have a packed crowd on Saturday and you're down 1-0, you're down 2-1, and do you ever think, man, this would be a good victory for this fan base to keep these guys coming back?
I absolutely do think that. We had a crowd similar in the first half of the year against Ohio State, and we had a lead, and we weren't able to hold it, and we lost. And the thoughts came to my mind that, you know, we get this great crowd, and we don't play very well for them. Are they going to come back? And Saturday, you know, I won't tell you I spent a lot of time thinking about it, but I did think about it going into the third period. You know, here we are. We've got 10 shots on goal through two periods. We've been in the box the whole night. Look at the crowd. So those thoughts did go through my mind. I hope that our fan base realizes that Bowling Green Hockey is back in the conversation, and I do feel like, without overstating where we are, because there's a long way to go, a lot of work to do, not only this year, but years to come. But I do think it's a program that they can be proud of and a team that they can be proud of again. And it starts with our students. I mean, I thought our student section was great, and you guys have done a great job with your student section at Ferris. And I thought to see our town, our community, and the surrounding communities come and support us like they did on Saturday was great. And for us to be able to get a couple goals in the third and win the game, you absolutely send them home happy is a good thing. But again, I'm hoping they're judging us on more than just one game or one weekend, and it's the course of a body of work, and they want to come and support us because, like I've told you before, these are very proud people. These are people that are generations of hockey fans where people will come up and say, "I used to come to the game with my grandparents. Now I'm bringing my kids to the games." And, you know, we want to get those people back or keep those people coming, because Bowling Green Hockey's meant so much to them. And like I said, I think the struggles the coaches before us had in terms of trying to save this program, those are over. We don't have to save the thing. We have to build it. We have to get it great again. And I think what you saw on Saturday, I hope what you saw on Saturday is a sign from our fan base that they're on board.
Not even a sign from your fan base and be on board, Coach. But think about this conference, and I look at, you know, you can even start with Ferris State, six straight years of increased attendance, selling out the student section season tickets for the third consecutive year in a row. I went to Northern this year. Northern was packed, and Mankato had 4,000 or 5,000 people there 2-3 weeks ago. Bowling Green's packing their arena now. Bemidji even has a good crowd. I watched your games there a few weeks ago. So, I mean, it's a testament to the conference, and every night you're playing in front of big crowds and nice stadiums, and it really shows how good this WCHA conference is coming. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And some of those negative perceptions that, I mean, Dom, we've been fighting those negative perceptions at BG for 5 years. And then we joined the WCHA, and we all go into this league together as the also-ran league and the league that all these teams that nobody else wanted. That's just totally not fair, because it was 100% based on perception. It wasn't based on reality. Where these programs are, Ferris State was a national runner-up. And you're telling me they wouldn't be welcome in any league? Even Minnesota State's been number one in the country for, I don't know, up and down for 6 weeks. Michigan Tech's been number one in the country. I mean, and as you say, the fan bases and the buildings and the buzz around these programs is top level. So I think we've proven, not only to ourselves, which I don't think there was much to prove to ourselves, more importantly to everybody else outside of our league, that this isn't a league of also ran. This isn't a league that no one else wanted. These are top level programs with top level fan bases, and we've got a top level league in terms of our competition on the ice.
What would you attest it to for your program starting to have people come out of the woodworks right now? Is it a combination of your winning, your national ranking, starting to sell beer? What is the reason why your place is growing up?
I think I'd be lying if I said selling beer didn't help a little bit. I think it's been a combination. There were some people, honestly, there were some people who questioned the commitment Bowling Green as an institution had to their hockey program. And I think some of those people jumped off board and stopped paying attention. And now that they know that commitment level is the highest it's ever been to our program, and the results are better. Okay, I don't want to overstate the results. The results are better. They're not, you know, they're better. They're better than they were 4 years ago. So I think that, you know, the rink is a better place to be. I think it's a more positive experience, whether we win or lose, being in the building. So I think there's a combination of a bunch of different things, but I think you touched on a few, ultimately, I think fans want to come and watch a team who plays hard, who has a chance to win every game, and I think we're getting closer to that.
You have a weekend series in Big Rapids this upcoming Friday and Saturday. I look back to last season. Your club was up 3-1 with a minute and a half left, and Ferris State scored 2 to tie it. And then a few years before that, it was in 2012, Ferris State won the league. They were number one coming into playoffs, and your club was the last team to make playoffs. It was 1-8, I think, and your team beats Ferris State in a best of three to go to the CCHA championships at Joe Louis Arena. You have to, do you think that this is going to be another battle, hard-fought weekend series, and one that all fans are going to have eyes on again?
I absolutely do. Both teams are fighting real hard. Obviously Ferris wants to make amends for the results from last weekend. We want to continue to play good hockey as we come down the stretch here. I think these are two teams that have a little bit of a hate on for each other after two games last weekend. All indications are, even more pointing towards a good hard fought battle this weekend than last weekend. You've got two teams that are fighting for positioning and whatnot, home ice for the playoffs, things like that. Two teams that have developed a little bit of a rivalry and two teams that just played each other twice in two hard-fought games. So I think all indications point towards another very difficult weekend, and I'm looking forward to it.
Coach Bergeron, class act, thank you so much. Safe travels up here to Big Rapids Thursday night.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me.
The head coach of the Bowling Green State Falcons, Chris Bergeron. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a look around the conference standings and get you an update on where Ferris State falls in the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. The breakaway continues after this.
Take your Valentine out for a four-course gourmet dinner at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. Every course is paired with a delicious brew, from Wisconsin beer cheese soup paired with a Pilsner, to the buffalo chicken wontons with Bulldog Red, to blackened ribeye or blackened salmon paired with the Professor IPA, to the dessert course of mini lava cakes with chantilly cream and toasted coconut paired with their Fifth Voyage Coconut Porter. Make your reservations now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. Just $55 a couple or $28 a single. Show your Valentine how much you care. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery of Mount Pleasant and Big Rapids. And don't forget about the $12.99 Queen Cut Prime Rib Special.
All right, final segment of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show here. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Talking Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Let's dive into the WCHA standings now. Give me an update on where Ferris State is. Some scores from around the league this past weekend. On Friday night, Ferris falls 2-1 to Bowling Green. Michigan Tech beats Bemidji 3-1. Mankato beats Anchorage 5-2. Fairbanks beats Lake State 3-1. And then Northern fell to Minnesota Duluth in non-conference 3-1. And on Saturday, scores were pretty much identical. 2-1 Michigan Tech over Bemidji. Bowling Green 3-2 over Ferris State. Minnesota State 4-0 over Anchorage. And Alaska 2-1 over Lake Superior State. Take a look at the conference standings. Minnesota State, first place, 39 points, 22 games played. Michigan Tech, second, 35 points and 22 games played. So they're 4 points back. Is Michigan Tech behind Minnesota State? So Minnesota State with a 2-game, 4-point lead over the Huskies. Minnesota State has the trip to Fairbanks, Alaska on tap. And then they come back to play Michigan Tech for a weekend series. That's going to be the series of the season, in my opinion. And who will take home the McNaughton Cup from Ferris State? Both Minnesota State and Michigan Tech are 1-2, first, second in the country for wins this season. While Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green give the WCHA an NCAA best of the nation's top 10 winning percentages. So good for those three programs, obviously holding down the fort for the WCHA, Minnesota State, Michigan Tech, and Bowling Green. Ferris State comes in at tied for fifth place with Bemidji State, 16 points in 20 games played. And we get to the email address now. This email coming in from Tom in Big Rapids, longtime follower of the Ferris State hockey program. Been a great few years. What's the chances that we get to see playoff hockey in Big Rapids this year? Well, Tom, it's still likely. 8 games left in the season, only 4 points, 2 games back behind fourth place Northern Michigan. Ferris State is tied for that one spot, that first spot out of the conference, fifth place Bemidji State. So, and don't forget, Ferris State has Bemidji State coming to town. The Bulldogs also take on Lake Superior State, and they take on Alabama Huntsville, teams 9-8 in the conference. I think the Bulldogs have a good opportunity. So Ferris State, home this upcoming Friday and Saturday. Two tickets for $14 on Saturday. Two tickets for $12 on Friday night. It's a BOGO Friday while supplies last. Buy one, get one free. Then, of course, Valentine's Day on Saturday. Two tickets for $14. And Star Wars night on Saturday as well. Running out of time here on the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for tuning in on your Tuesday night. We'll be home this upcoming Friday. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 right here on 97.3 FM. Thanks goes out to the sponsors. Steve Masters operating the board. Madison Skazniak, the phone lines. Charles here, full house in the studio. My name is Dominic Henning, saying so long. God bless you. Good night.
All the grace of